Hello, and welcome to today's Guided Lectio Divina. My name is Jenny Kaufman. I'm a pastor at First United Methodist Church in Oak Ridge, Tennessee, and I'm grateful to provide this opportunity for you to let your soul, your heart, your mind listen to God and hear what you might hear. Lectio Divina, which is Latin for divine reading, is a way of opening ourselves up to God speaking to us through Scripture. It's not seeking so much to cognitively understand as so much as opening ourselves to hearing what God may say. I will read a piece of scripture a total of 4 times. Each reading will be followed by 2 minutes of silence or quiet music, and during that time you will be invited to reflect on an aspect of that reading and what it may mean to you in your life right now. Today we will be starting with Genesis chapter 32, verse 32. So let us now open our hearts and our minds to God through the process of Lectio Divina. During this first reading, I invite you simply to listen and notice if there's a word or a phrase that seems to just jump out at you that calls for your attention. Don't need to know why, but just simply listen and notice if there is a word that beckons for you to listen. The same night he got up and took his 2 wives, his 2 maids, and his 11 children and crossed the ford of the Jabbok. He took them and sent them across the stream, and likewise everything that he had. Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until daybreak. When the man saw that he did not prevail against Jacob, he struck him on the hip socket, and Jacob's hip was put out of joint as he wrestled with him. Then he said, "Let me go, for the day is breaking." But Jacob said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." And so he said to him, "What is your name?" And he said, "Jacob." Then the man said, "You shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, for you have striven with God and with humans and have prevailed." Hear this reading now a second time, and in the quiet that follows, I invite you to consider how this word or this phrase speaks to you as meaningful or relevant in your life right now. That same night, he got up and took his 2 wives, his 2 maids, and his 11 children, and crossed the ford of the Jabbok. He took them and sent them across the stream, and likewise everything that he had. Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until daybreak. When the man saw that he did not prevail against Jacob, he struck him on the hip socket, and Jacob's hip was put out of joint as he wrestled with him. Then he said, "Let me go, for the day is breaking." But Jacob said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." So he said to him, "What is your name?" And he said, "Jacob." Then the man said, "You shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, for you have striven with God and with humans and have prevailed." Hear this reading now a third time. And during the quiet that follows, I invite you to consider what God may be asking of you through this word or phrase. How might God be inviting you to respond or to change in some way? The same night he got up and took his two wives, his two maids, and his 11 children and crossed the ford of the Jabbok. He took them and sent them across the stream, and likewise everything that he had. Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until daybreak. When the man saw that he did not prevail against Jacob, he struck him on the hip pocket, and Jacob's hip was put out of joint as he wrestled with him. Then he said, "Let me go, for the day is breaking." But Jacob said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." So he said to him, "What is your name?" And he said, "Jacob." Then the man said, "You shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, for you have striven with God and with humans and have prevailed." Thank you. Hear this reading now one last time. And in the quiet that follows, I invite you to either pray to God or simply sit silently in the presence of God. The same night he got up and took his two wives, his two maids, and his 11 children and crossed the ford of the Jabbok. He took them and sent them across the stream, and likewise everything that he had. Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until daybreak. When the man saw that he did not prevail against Jacob, he struck him on the hip socket, and Jacob's hip was put out of joint as he wrestled with him. Then he said, "Let me go, for the day is breaking." But Jacob said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." So he said to him, "What is your name?" And he said, "Jacob." Then the man said, "You shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, for you have striven with God and with humans and have prevailed." Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we thank you for the challenges in our life, even though we don't always like them. Help us to trust that you are with us even when we are struggling. And may we strive to be with you and open to you always. And it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.